السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. وقال تعالى: ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected ulama, elders, brothers and mothers and sisters that might be listening on Radio Islam. Obviously, what is happening in Palestine and in Gaza in particular, something that affects and causes each and every Muslim hurt and anguish. And it cannot be otherwise. Our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he spoke about the brotherhood of Muslims throughout the world, he said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادُّهِمْ. The example of the mu'min and the believers in their mutual love and care for one another, it is like one single human body. You and I are aware that a single human body works as one unit. When one portion of the body feels pain and hurt, the hurt and pain is not confined to that part of the body. Person has a toothache. No one says that only a small portion of the body is hurt. Small portion. And therefore, I can sleep comfortably. I'm sure many will say so. Can we say so that if a person has a very severe toothache that he would be able to sleep comfortably? Saying that is only a small portion of the body. In a similar manner, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, through this example, wished to emphasize that if there are mu'min and believers in other parts of the world who are having anguish and difficulty, we are supposed to share that pain. Today when we want to speak about Gaza, I thought that there are many aspects that I would like to bring to the attention, maybe for us jointly to consider and to think about. But perhaps the best thing to start off would be to speak about the virtue of Jerusalem and the virtue of the land. And the reason for this is because there are many places in the world where Muslims are under persecution. There are various places in the world we find in Iraq, Afghanistan, and many other parts of the world. However, somehow, what happens in Palestine affects Muslims throughout the world. The picture of the Dome of the Rock and the Masjid Al-Aqsa is one of the most recognized symbols in the Muslim world. And you will find frames and you will find pictures of that in the homes and offices of people from Malaysia right up to the North Africa and other parts of the world. And this shows our love and attachment to that part of the world. And it cannot be otherwise. Many a times, the enemies of Islam would like to make people believe, and I've seen this been written in many places, that what are the Muslims fighting about Palestine? What are they fighting about Jerusalem? They have got nothing to do with Jerusalem. In the Quran, there is hardly ever mention, Aliyadu Billah, you know, about Jerusalem, about Masjid Aqsa. Our ulama have written that there are over 70 places in the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly or indirectly has referred to Masjid Aqsa, Jerusalem, or the land of Jerusalem, which is known as Ard al-Sham. Sham means Syria, but of course, we don't look at the literal meaning of Syria. What we speak about when we call about Sham is the land of Sham has been very greatly spoken about in its virtue mentioned in the ahadith of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It includes what is known as Syria today. It includes parts of Lebanon, Jordan, and even Palestine itself. Now, there are many, many aspects with regard to the virtue. I'd always like to go through one or two of them. One is the virtue of Jerusalem and the land itself. So Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran,